It was 1999 when Alice DJ was formed in Amsterdam, and they hit the top of the charts around the world with singles like Better Off Alone and Back in My Life. And joining us right now via Skype from Amsterdam is Judith Pronk, lead singer of Alice DJ and nowadays renowned makeup artist and fashion designer. Judith, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Well, morning where I'm at, afternoon where you're at, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so before we talk about Alice DJ, before we talk about the makeup, I hear a rumor that you may have a clothing line coming out soon. Is this true?
Oh, yes, that's not a rumor. That's very true. In about 3 weeks, the 13th of September. So it's called Anna V, or maybe you will pronounce it Anna Vi, V-I-E. And it's silk. And it's gorgeous, and the pressure is up here in this house.
Wow, silk! I like silk.
Yeah.
How fun has that been? And how'd you come up with the idea and the passion behind that?
Well, I have a silk blouse addiction, and I have too many colors and shapes hanging in my closet, but could never find the right color or just the right shape or the right fit. And two of them are almost 30 years old. They belong to my mom. And in a conversation with somebody, I said, well, maybe, you know, I should start my own line. And the way they answered to me, it was like, okay, yes, of course, I can do this. It's a possibility. And that was the 28th of June last year. So it's almost a year ago. And in 3 weeks, I'm launching.
That is awesome. So we're going to be able to get it online over here in the States, I'm assuming?
Of course you can. AnnaVie.com.
AnnaVie.com?
Yes, that's it.
That's cool. Okay, now besides clothing, you're also heavily involved in makeup. Tell us about your career in that field.
When I was doing Alice DJ, of course, I was sitting in the makeup chair all the time, and I always loved it. And you can really transform people and bring out the best of them. And I was like, okay, I like that. Let's have a career change. Staying a little bit more at home, seeing my friends. Well, not really at home, but more like based in Holland. I was missing out so many things. And so now I'm doing makeup for a lot of clothing lines here in Holland and magazines, most of the times in a studio, so on set photography. And I love doing it. I could never quit, actually.
Huh. So you were also involved, I believe this is true, in a Dutch TV show called Model in One Day. So for those over here in the U.S., kind of explain the show and what you did on that.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, we did three seasons, Model in a Day, two teams. They had to compete with each other. And a team was a photographer and a stylist and a makeup artist. And the photographers, they went into a city and they had to pick out girls from the street. And in the end, they bring one model to a location. They don't know what the location is. And then we have this theme and we have to make three pictures with that girl. And we have to turn her into a model in just one day. Then at the end of the day, the two teams had to give their pictures to judges. And in the end, it was just one team that could win. And so one model that would be a model for a day. And we almost won every show. So we were very, very good. I like to win.
Yeah, winning is good.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll come back to 2013 here in a few minutes, but let's also go way back. So, first of all, let's talk about you growing up. How did you get into music, DJing? You know, when you were growing up, what was your goal, you know, when you're growing up in high school and stuff? And how'd you kind of get into that? You know, where'd that passion come from?
I was always involved with music. I was always dancing in high school with my girls, and we were forming groups, and we were singing, and we were performing on school shows and parties. And then I was going out really young, actually, because my boyfriend's mom, he was a little bit younger than my mom, and he went into town all the time. So I was like, oh, can I come, please, please. So my mom was like, okay, just if you go with him, then I know you're safe. So in the early 90s, I saw a lot of clubbing from the inside out. And I just met a lot of people, and I just wanted to get involved and do everything possible with music. So I do miss it, actually. I'm not really missing standing on stage, but being involved with music all the time. So my son, I mean, we have so much music here still in the house. He also loves it. I mean, music is a way of living, right? It's how you breathe, I think.
Yeah. Where were these clubs at that you went to, and then how do they differ from over here in the States?
Well, I'm not sure how they differ. A lot of them, two of them I love the best. They were stationed here in Amsterdam. It's called the Richter or the It. And they were not really hardcore, but it was quite a hectic period around that time. I'm not sure how they differ from the States. That I don't know, because I was here when I was young, and I didn't see the U.S. Around that time. So that I don't know. I can't answer that question.
So Amsterdam, what's that like? I've always wanted to visit. Is that as amazing as everyone over here says it is? I'm assuming it is.
Of course it is. It's a lot of water, and we're very open-minded and free-spirited people. You should come over.
Yeah, I want to, for real.
Around.
Okay, so, and one other question for you. So you mentioned your son. How old is he?
4.5.
So does he realize yet who his mom is?
No, he has no clue. So when he's 18 and he sees his mom, he's gonna laugh.
That's great. Okay, so Alice DJ then. So from how I understand it, it formed around 1999. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys meet each other and get to know each other in the first place?
Well, we meet each other on the dance floor. So that's very easy, short answer. And the name, you know, Alice in Wonderland?
Uh-huh, of course. Story?
Well, do I need to say anything more?
No.
Living her life. So,
that's
point taken.
That's great. Okay, so then Better Off Alone was obviously the single that kind of put you famous and on the map all over the world. How'd you guys come up with Better Off Alone? And was it one of those things where you had any kind of clue it'd be a big hit, or was it a total surprise to you?
Actually, it was a really big surprise that it was such a big hit all over the world. We knew we had a little bit of gold in our hands. We knew it was very catchy, of course. Only with one line. How do you do that? And but it just sticks in your head. You know, sometimes when you hear a song one time. And then the rest of the day, it's repeating in your mind all the time. When that happens, you know you have a hit.
Yeah.
But we didn't expect it that it would be all over the world.
Yeah. Well, it took off for sure. We still hear it over here. So two versions of the music video then. How come there were multiples of that made? And then what do you remember about the day that you guys filmed the different versions?
Well, actually, the first one, I'm not in that video.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that?
I couldn't find one of them. I found one of them.
Yeah, it's the Better Off Alone one is with a guy who he's trying to find her. He's running through the desert and everything, and the girl, she's actually a stand-in because we missed our plane. So, and then the U.S. we signed at Universal, and they were like, well, if we want to plug you guys here, we really want to see a face. So we have to shoot that video again. So then afterwards, because the first one was a European version. So then we made the real one, and that was with us.
Was that one in like Miami or something, or somewhere in Florida?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. So that's fun. That's a funny story though about missing your plane for the other one. So, like, when you look back now, 14 years later, and you think back to, like, late 1999, early 2000, when that song was just huge all over the charts, what are your favorite memories of touring and making appearances back then? Anything stick out?
Oh, we had the best time. We had so many laughs. You know, the thing was, we had I am a humble girl, so for me it was really weird that we could like tour in the U.S. And at one point we had a show in Miami, and we were flying with a private plane to Orlando because on one night, because between the two shows there was not enough time to go by car or by bus or whatever we were driving, so all of us with the tour manager, who's actually my husband now, and the sound technician and the girls, we were dropped in the private plane, the private jet, and we were like, my gosh, this is heavy. This is heavy. Beep. I can't say the word, right? I can here in Amsterdam, but I know I come with you. So that was so much fun. What else? Oh yeah, we flew to New York for just doing one song, only Better Off Alone. We went into the plane on Schiphol, Amsterdam, and we flew to New York. We went on stage, and then when we got off stage, the engines of the car, they were already on, and we jumped into the car with still wearing our outfits and our headsets on, and then in the car we were changing, and the car was driving back to the to the airplane.
Uh-huh.
And then we went back to Amsterdam. So that was like in 20 hours we back and forth with just one song.
That's great. That's when you know you have a big song, right?
Yeah.
So that song's been sampled a few times, Better Off Alone. I think my favorites are the Wiz Khalifa, Say Yeah, the Play Hard by David Guetta, Ne-Yo and Akon. Do you have any favorite versions of that song? I think it's been remade like 8 times, hasn't it, or something like that?
I like ours the best.
Yeah, right?
That's the only comment I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Well,
Better Off Alone by Alice DJ, that's it.
I like it. So the album that song was for, Who Needs Guitars Anyways, I was jamming to that this morning on the way to the interview. Any favorite songs off of that album in particular?
I think Back in My Life, actually. It was the second single.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something... I like that song better than Better Off Alone. It's such a danceable song, and I love that about it. So, yeah. And I think that was around the time I fell in love with my husband now. So I have memories with it. I think Back in My Life is the best.
Okay. So that was the only album Alice DJ would have. You guys, quote unquote, broke up around 2002. Mm-hmm. So how come you never came back with another album, and why the choice to kind of move on from that?
Well, we were such a big group, such a big collective with so many people who were involved with Alice DJ. And some of us were expanding their horizons and wanted to do things for themselves. So, and then after a few years, I mean, everybody had like really a new career and doing stuff for themselves. So it just never came up, actually. Never came up.
Was there more stuff recorded that never came out?
No.
Any chance we'll hear from Alice DJ again, or do you think that those days are pretty much gone?
Those days are pretty much gone.
Well, at least you left us with one piece of gold. Do you still get recognized as, as Alice DJ?
No, not really. Not in the street, if that's what you mean. Sometimes when I work, I'm on set with a new model or something like that, and they're like, I know you. And then at the end of the day, of course, you are Alice DJ. So, but no, not as much as used to, of course.
Well, before you go, we got to talk again about your clothing line and makeup as well. Tell us again all about the clothing line, how we can find it, and what it is exactly.
It's a clothing line with silk blouses. It's called Anna Vi. Do I pronounce it like that? How would you say it?
No, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
You would say Anna Vi, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know, actually, it is in Dutch, you say Anna Vi. And Vi actually is a French word, and it means life.
Ooh, I like that. So that's what it means.
Yes, and my second name is Anna. So my name is Judith Anna Pronk, if I say it in Dutch like that. And I love living life. So I want to take everything that's in life and I want to do it, you know. So I did Alice DJ, I did the makeup, and now I'm doing the clothing line. And it's a mixture. You can see, like, we have a big trend here that's in Europe, that's Scandinavian brands. I don't know if that's also in the US the thing. Do you know?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, Scandinavian brands are really plain brands and very easygoing and very with a little bit square, more like square. Yeah, I don't know how else to explain, but let's say it's like a Scandinavian brand meets a chic Parisian girl. I think that's how you should see the brand. And it's starts with blouses, only silk, beautiful colors. And every 3 to 4 months, I'll have new colors and then also prints. So it's gonna be huge. It is already huge.